Cinderella's clock was too large for the chef, so it stood 90 years on the floor.
It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny, weighed more. It was bought on the morn of the day he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped
short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering,
tick-tock, tick-tock,
his last second numbering,
tick-tock, tick-tock,
it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Yes, in watching his pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent while a boy. Cause in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and to share both his grief and his joy. Cause it struck 24 as he entered the door with a flourishing and beautiful bride. But it stopped
short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering,
tick-tock, tick-tock,
his last second numbering,
tick-tock, tick-tock,
it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Yes, my grandfather's clock was too large for the shop, so it stood 90 years on the floor.
Oh, it was taller, taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny, weighed more. Cause it was bought on the morn of the day he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped
short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering,
tick-tock, tick-tock,
his last second numbering,
tick-tock, tick-tock,
it stops short, never to go again when the old man dies.